Terrell Blair, I'm feeling so good. It feels Fred. You see, when I see Fred, right, I don't, you know, but he just takes me back like Hood Life Cypher days, crack DVD days, man. Like, I just see him and it just getting those thoughts just come in. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm feeling some type of way, man. Can you calm down, man? You dig what I'm saying? But nah, I say that just since that, even saying that lets you know that we have a lot of history, you know? And, you know, Fred, you know, throughout that time, man, it's been like 15 plus, mm-hmm. you know? It amazes me how I see you from then, and I see you now, right? But there's stages. The stages fluctuate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got this mean single out, man, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We gotta get into this right now, man. Dig, right? Now, peak game rewinding, man. So, you know, like I said, the game is so fickle, you know, your audience will always remain with you, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they'll either rock with you just to rock with you, but when that joint comes out,
yeah,
right, they fucking with you hard, man.
Well, it's different with me. It's like, see, my fan base, because I spit that real shit, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. the bars. People that's fan of the writer and the lyricist, they always tend to stick with me.
Mm-hmm.
When the singles come out, that's when the other people gravitate.
Right.
My fans ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna drop a single never again.
Right.
I could just spit freestyles or features, whatever. They're gonna rock with me, hit me all they want features,
shows. Right.
That's always gonna remain because I speak the real, but when the radio gets involved, that's when everybody else come. Just means more bags. That's
right, no. But Fred, so what's so crazy about that, right, is that it seemed like you was on a minor hiatus for a little minute. You dig what I'm saying? Was that intentional?
Yeah, it was just like, you know me, we from the block, man, you from the street. So it was, everything went fast. So with me, even when I was falling back a little bit, I was always working.
Right.
I never not stopped working.
Right, right.
It's just people didn't see me. I was doing shows, ghostwriting.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Just getting everything together for like the past 2 years.
Right, right.
You know what
I'm saying?
And I knew what I was going to do. You know, I just like to do shit on my own time.
I do. And I always stayed at him too. He hit me back 3 months later, but I stayed at him. But you know, and I say that too. I say that in the sense that because everything is at your disposal, and I say social network, right?
Yeah.
People can access you via everything right now, right?
Yeah.
So even if you don't respond to the pressure, right? Yo, Fred, man, what you doing, man?
All day.
Yeah. Fred, what you doing?
Especially in physical form.
Right.
Like when I'm out, they'll run up to me. Yo, God, someone needs something.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, we gonna drop some? All
right. Right.
Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's love. I thank God for that because mm-hmm. that means they're actually looking for me. I'd rather that than nobody don't say
shit. Right, right.
It's like they forgot about you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a blessing, but I mean, when you're working at your own pace, you're like, yo, I gotta give them some.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna give them some. You know, but the past 2 years just been lovely. Right now, we rocking. You know, we got like, got a couple of joints on the radio.
Tell me the single though, but the single, you and Jacquet. How did that come about, man?
You know what's crazy? I was on my computer. Now songs pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Just on my computer listening to shit. Not for no, from just listening to old music, you know, just chilling.
Just chilling.
And I looked, I forgot what song was on. Then under it had the Biz Mark, just the mm-hmm. front. So I'm like, clicked it, start listening to it. And I'm like, yo, this would be dope. And I said, you know, the only reason why I did it because when I heard, I said, that's Jacquet.
Right.
Like,
right.
I can hear him.
Right.
It sounds like him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, even though that's Biz, I mean,
no, yeah, I get you, yeah.
Classic, you know what I'm saying? Legendary. But I said, that's Jacquet.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit Jacquet. When I said, yo, we can do the Just a Friend joint. He was like, word. I said, yeah, we went to the studio. And we talked about it, but we ain't do it.
Right.
So a month and a half later, we was just sitting there. I was just like, yo, let's just do it, Just a Friendship. And they said, all right. So Arsonist, he makes, they redid the beat. And this nigga went in on one take. As soon as I heard him say it, everybody just looked at each other.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This sounds just like
For real.
You know, then he start throwing in the new shit. Oh, yeah, all that shit. Then I worked fast, did the verses like within like 30 minutes. We went in there and it was fun. Then we just threw it on social media, not for a single. We just like, we had fun with
it.
Sound dope.
Right.
So we went on social media. We put it out, us having fun in the studio. He's singing, he got his arms around me.
Right.
Then like 15 minutes later, all the DJs were saying. It went on a radio. As soon as I put it on social media, we finished the record. They did a little pre-mix for like 15 minutes. We shot the little clip, and literally 15 minutes later, it was on the radio.
Wow.
It didn't even get a full mix. Then the other DJs like, hit me. I'm like, yo, I didn't mix or do nothing. I want it the way it is right now. So it's like, it got played like 20 times over the weekend before it can actually get a good mix on it. Wow. Then we had to resend it out, but niggas is rocking with it.
But Fred, were you at a stage where you was ready to get to the people's? Like, where? Like, cause remember, you still in lay low mode?
Yeah, nah, to be honest with you, I had a big single with somebody that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I was gonna drop the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard that on the gram, it hit me and said, no, listen, my shit was fourth.
Yeah.
You gotta work that shit right there.
Right.
You know, the other shit is crazy.
Right.
You know, so God is good, it just worked out. It looks like it's gonna look like I'm a mastermind. The shit I was happy about mistake.
Yeah.
I don't
even
gonna fuck.
He said by mistake.
Yeah.
But mistakes works, man. Something works.
I'm with it.
Fred, you know, and so I wanna take it back, so we go through that, right? Fred, have you ever been signed?
Never. Everybody always thought I was signed.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, Dolo.
But there was labels that was at you.
All the time.
Why is it that you never, you know, ran with a label?
Like, not bragging.
No, let's talk about it.
I make a lot by myself, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I've been holding everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Dolo. It's just that I know a lot of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the stories, and they can't move, they can't get on some records, they can't shoot videos, and I'm like, yo, but my nigga, like, what they doing with you, yo? They not doing nothing with me.
Right.
I'm under contract. I can't.
Right. Yeah. That shit just be sound foreign, right? That
you gotta run up in there with the gun.
Yeah, that's one thing.
That's one thing. You can't do anything else. I can't feed my family.
Yeah.
You telling me I can't do this, but you telling me you can't do nothing with me. Like, so what am I supposed
to
do? Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that shit right there is just like a scary thought. So even when I hear the offers and it sound like a little shaky, I'm just like, you know what, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I wanted to propose that, man, because I know the internal part of it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people feel that he was, you know, and once a story is put out, then now he was signed with Rockefeller, he was signed with this. Yeah. Def Jam had him for about 2 years. You know, they had him on the shelf. You know what I mean? So it's good to expose that, actually. Plus, it also shows the autonomy that you can still rock and be who you are. You dig what I'm saying?
Because it's different now with the social media.
Right.
They can get at you.
Mm-hmm.
People can get at you. Back then, just imagine the money Big or whatever could have made. If niggas could have hit him on a DM.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you had to know somebody that knew his number, hit him, then he'll get back to them to get back. It was too much.
Right.
It was a lot of, you hear a lot of stories like, yo, I had a bag, but I couldn't get to the nigga.
Yeah.
You know, because I ain't know nobody. Because, you know, back then, it was like you had a beeper number or whatever, and you had to, you know, it was crazy. So right now, I think a lot of people that's independent, you can get at anybody.
Well, you know, but you know what's so crazy about that, Fred, is that I'm glad that you speak about that, because now I've seen you more active on social media, like a bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's you that's behind it, not your assistant.
Yeah.
You're behind it.
Yeah, it gradually took me a while.
Yeah, right.
You know where we from. It was new, it was just like, yo, what the?
Yeah.
Managers used to hit me like, yo, my nigga, you should interact, man. Yeah. Fuck, I don't even know how y'all made this shit for me, man. Like, I interacted with nobody. You know, it's like, nah, you can, but then it's a blessing because you get to talk to people. To even talking to places you never even went.
Right.
Like, right. Africa, niggas hit me all day. I talked to them, yo, we love you out here. They just booked me for April. And I'm like, y'all niggas know me in Africa. Just like, we love you in Africa. Like,
and you feel good about that shit. Yeah. Look, you actually, you know, you try to be careful about it. You know, you don't want to be too cocky.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man.
So, but it's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Once again, I ask these questions, man, because people want to know that you're somewhat, virally tangible, you know?
Yeah, that's me on anything.
Right.
You know, on Facebook, there's a lot. Listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, all my men, Terrell John. Y'all probably hit me a lot on that Facebook shit. I don't know how to work that shit like that. Yeah, I swear, I'm not going to stunt. I see messages, and people be looking like you. I don't even know where to open a message at. I don't know what to click, but the Twitter and the Instagram, I got that down pat. But y'all might as well hit me on that shit.
We gonna put that in on the trailer too. We gonna with social network, people take it personal. Really, man, he was calling back to me. He even hit me on a DM, man. Yeah. Dudes are taking it serious, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I never unfollowed anybody a day in my life. You know, you might unfollow somebody by mistake.
Oh man.
So I be seeing girls in the gym. They be like, I ain't fucking with you, nigga. Your girl made you unfollow me. I'm like, I never unfollowed you. Why would I unfollow you? Unfollow me, nigga. Look. And I'm like, yo, listen, I do it.
But you know, Fred, and I'm glad that you're speaking about this now. As far as a lot of the up and coming artists, man, you know, I want to go, you know, coast to coast with it. But who are you feeling right now on the up and coming side?
Up and coming. I'm feeling a lot of the battle rappers.
Song wise, battle rapper or song wise?
Well, for battle rap.
Okay.
No, song wise, song like. Regular artists, Davies is dope. Axel Leon is crazy. Mm-hmm. Jacque is crazy.
Yeah, you know he just came in.
Yeah. What? Oh, shit. My nigga Rome, he back. Rome back in the game. That's the homie. So we rocking, man.
No, but I'm just saying, so those are individuals that have it. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, is there some potentials that you see that have the potential to be with?
It's not fair to ask me that, man. Mm. Terrell, you know we go through this all the time. I'm a critic, and it's hard to please me. Like,
dude.
I don't really. I give the props. I gotta look at you for a while, and I gotta really, cause I can like 3 songs, and your next 10 be trash. So, I gotta really pay attention. Then before I can say. I like this, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we'll keep it that way because, you know, dudes take things seriously. He ain't seen my
name. Yeah, like, don't take offense. I probably got my eye on you, but I just can't say your name right now because I got to see some more shit.
No, and I asked that too, Fred, too, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of those artists that come at you for features. Is your features based off of money or is it based off the lyrics?
It's both because nobody really, a lot of people don't really got lyrics. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it be no disrespect to niggas, but it be niggas that'll offer me some shit that be so crazy, and I listen to the record, and I'll call them niggas like, yo, listen, like, you giving me a lot, you know, I want your record to, you sure you want me on this? Yo, homie, your ears is fucked up, just the, alright, fuck it then. It's on you then, man. Alright, I'll do the joint right now. I'm trying to just, but it's like, you know, but who am I to say who was dope and not? Because if I would have heard a nigga named Soulja Boy play me that Superman shit, I'd have told him to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Right. What happened? So I don't know. But I mean, for my ears, it's like, it's not that many that ever hit me and I was like, wow. You know, it was just like, some was cool, some was high, and, you know, but just get it done.
Album wise, Fred, are you working on an album? Or like, are you out of that stage now? You know, cause you was in late low stage for a minute, as we spoke about.
Nah, I'm working on some shit. I got some fire coming. I got a mixtape dropping next month called Goldo. That's crazy. You know, I got the homie Jacque on there. Got Joel Ortiz, Axel. Got a couple of Davies. I got a couple of.
Talk about it. Nah, talk. He said secrets. Yeah. Tell me about the other, that the single, man, the single that you don't want to talk about.
I'll play it for you after the cameras go off.
All right, cool.
You're my man.
Yeah.
can't let it go.
Well, you know what? I can respect that. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. Once again, you know, we talked about that Jacquees situation or what have you, which, you know, reality-wise, you let it bubble. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of times people they're anticipating something after that. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the way you talking, and I always trust your word. You dig what I'm saying?
You know I play.
I ain't gonna say no more.
You know me. Yo, listen, Terrell shit was the first DVD camera shit I ever, where the world seen me ever in life. No bullshit, I was on the block. Niggas came to me and said, yo, this dude named Terrell Blair that was supposed to be doing life in jail is home. And they let him out, and he got a DVD popping called Hood Life Ciphers. Said, come to Cyprus in the Bronx. Everybody in there getting busy. This is before everything was the Twitter and the, all that shit. So you really had to be hands-on, go there, mingle, shake hands, kiss babies, whatever. It was a room full of niggas, and you had to spit.
Word.
Shit was crazy. It was okay. I went there. Last time I seen DVD was like 2 years ago. I had a black PK coat on with box braids. I look crazy in that shit.
But it was classic, man.
Classic. I got my point across. Got crazy.
Damn, that was what? 99, 2000, man. God damn, man.
No, I would say like 2001.
2001 ish, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But we
that's
filmed
crazy. That. 99, I wasn't even rapping.
No, 2000, we filmed that. And 2001, we put it out.
At the end of 2000.
Yeah, at the end of, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I was rapping for like, I was always playing around. I spent my first round. When your DVD was probably like the 10th rhyme I ever spit to people.
Shit, then that was hard then, cause
I was already in the zone though.
That shit sold a lot. That shit bootlegged a lot of that shit, man. Shit.
Nah, that shit was everywhere. That's when niggas was stopping me. Yo, see you on the DVD, the Hood Life Ciphers. Hood Life Ciphers, that's when I really started.
I felt like a star then.
Oh man, that nigga Terrell was gone. It was over. Remember going to the block like, where Terrell at? That nigga done bought a house in Long Island. This nigga's out of here, baby.
Yo, but nah, so the album.
That's what it is. That's what it's about.
Nah.
Shit.
Yo, yeah.
That's what it's about.
You got two of them now.
Anyway, so right.
It's crazy,
right?
It's love.
But yeah, man, so the mix.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So now, yo, Fred, but other than that, man, as far as other business ventures, are you delving into anything else, man?
Right now, I'm tunnel vision, man. This is the music first. I just try to just make this, whatever happens after happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can just tell you what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Like, but I'm with whatever that involves capital, whatever. But right now, I'm not going to sit up here and say I got mad shit. Like, my homegirl, she got a lot of shit popping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She involved in a lot.
You know? Yeah, you know, you over there like that, homeless mofo.
They coming from with mad shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking like, damn, my interview going to be whack. No, I'm doing none of that shit. I'm a street boy that can spit, man.
Yo, look, no, bro, you over there like, I hope this motherfucker don't ask me that question. Man, I asked you the question this shit.
Yo, as soon as he asks you, like, because you know everybody asks, I'm like, I'm going to teach you spit. She's like, no, we got clothing. You know, we just came back from Dubai. You know, that's my designer right there, jewelry. I'm like, God damn. I ain't got none of that shit.
Nah, Fred, but you know, I think once again, man, it's all about longevity, but you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that lifeline. Mm-hmm. So even if you said that you tunnel vision in a sense at this current moment, at least you can fall back through family things or whatever and bounce back.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of individuals that never got signed, that got signed, and they done off, and nobody want to hear them at all.
We know a lot of them.
Oh, my. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Fred. No, it's real. It's real. As far as now that song is bubbling, right? Now, you know, people are paying attention. Has it hit a lot of different other states? Have you done any shows in other states?
Yeah, but it's about to get crazy right now. Like, this is when we about to put the...
Yeah, you about to
that. Yeah, we ain't do that yet.
Yeah.
It's just, that's just, everything's just hearsay, word of mouth, DJs is playing, but right. Now it's on some.
And you feeling it too right now. But you real low key about it. But I like this shit, right? Yeah, he real low key. I'm trying every tactic, you know what I mean? The 9 to 5 counseling skills is coming out. I'm trying to, you know what I mean, rewind, bring it back up and all that shit.
You know, you gotta put the bag in back of the record. That's how they work it. You know?
True story.
So now we...
You feel like you're a new artist again, Fred?
Nah. I just feel like I'm in my zone. Not new. Just in my zone.
I asked that over there. Once again, for a lot of individuals that can take a little brief hiatus and come back, man, sometimes either their ears not to the ground, or they just feel like, man, damn, man, nobody respecting the sound no more. You dig?
Yeah, you know what? It's like, the real is the real at the end of the day. Me chilling and coming, I never was worried, you know what I'm saying? It's just because I know what I do, mm-hmm. You know? Some niggas gotta have a record to be known. As soon as they gotta drop single after single, they gotta keep going. Because soon as a single, they don't have a record to represent them, nobody cares about mm-hmm. them ever, mm-hmm. You know? Like you see, you got Nas and Jay. Them niggas don't gotta drop a record for 10 years. Niggas gonna always want them to be in high demand mm-hmm. because they're nice. Mm-hmm. You got rappers that they got the singles rocking and everything, but once they don't put out a single, you forget about them niggas. Mm-hmm. Like the same day they don't drop, it's over.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I feel like the real's always gonna, you know. Talib Kweli took me on my first tour, and he told me that. He said, you're gonna be good. He said, look, Fred, when the last record you heard of me on the radio?
Yeah.
But makes a couple of million dollars every year. You know, he said, you probably don't know my fans, but they out there. I'm like, yo, true story.
Tour wise, Fred, are you looking to set that up?
Oh yeah, definitely gotta set it up.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta set it up.
Somewhere.
My hype man need a hype man.
Yeah. Listen, and this is some heavy shit right now. I ain't want to bring that shit up and shit, right? But this is the realest as it can get, man. You dig what I'm saying? When Shockwave comes in the game, right? So I know the history. You know, I ain't want to throw shit out there. You dig what I'm saying? Because you know motherfuckers be getting, some motherfucker going to ask that question. But look at the relationship, man. You dig what I'm saying? You can get on that stage and hype him up and vice versa, man. Yeah. A beautiful thing.
But he's always been dope. But he just didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas didn't know, like, this nigga is...
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. So I didn't know.
In Japan, I took him to Japan, we rocking, and going back to the room, and whatever, this nigga, and be singing melodies, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? And like, some shit I got in my head. But your shit is dope. Why don't we do something? You should be an artist. Nah, I'm good. I'm chilling. My nigga. And then... The first song this nigga did was crazy.
Yeah.
I was on the shit. We try to get it popping. Me and Roman Jocko, we try to push it, but the higher ups wasn't feeling it in the beginning, but now it's going. This nigga, he just played me some shit. Some other shit that's crazy last night.
Another segue. We can read a segue in the jack. This I love this shit. This amalgamation right here. This is like, oh, unfucking believable, baby.
Oh, Jock White talking on this shit
too? Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
You got an interview?
Yeah, man.
Damn, my bad, son.
Yo.
Shit.
Yo.
He's talking nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, anyway.
I didn't even know this nigga was.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm putting this shit together.
Oh, shit. I thought you was an Aces, man.
Nah, I just came in there. I came over here.
Damn, y'all niggas move fast.
Yo, Fred. Yo, they give me a social networks and everything, man. I need a few balls too, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
All right, listen. Fred the Godson Music, Instagram, Fred the Godson Twitter, Fred the Godson Facebook, everything correct spelling. All right. We gonna kill your mannequin valid. My niggas hold still like the mannequin challenge. They saying I'm the mannequin while I'm inside the studio. My dangerous mind, Shell Fife and Julio. Who you know clutch heat though? And put niggas in black suits for Woody Tuck. See those? The ops, I observed absurdness in the street. Once word get in the street, the birds got it for cheap. You got X, you got O's. I'm in the X's with the O's. I got X's that O, I got an X's that flow. Man, I'm fucking up, man.
I gotta get away from you.
Y'all get
nah, nah, give me
come
a vote,
make
man.
Me
come on.
Nervous.
Nah, come on.
Nah, you ain't
right
gonna
here.
Do that shit.
Nah, come
listen,
on,
I got
man.
8 bars per interview.
All right, one more. Give me another.
It's all love.
I'm doing that to real players shit when we was at Dice, when I just looked at y'all like, come on, man, give me something, man. Come on, Fred, man. I sat over here, man. I'm out the lights and shit, man. Come on, man.
I'm gonna fix that up there. I'm gonna sit the same one. I'm gonna make it better. You gon' kill, your mannequin valid. My niggas hold still like the mannequin challenge. He's saying I'm the mannequin while I'm inside the studio. My dangerous mind, Shell, Pfeiffer, and Coolio. Who you know, clutch heat though, and put niggas in black suits from when he tucked. See those? The ops I observed observing in the street. Once word get on the street, the birds got it for cheap. You got X, you got O's. I'm in the X with the O's. I got X's that O. I got the X's that flow. That's it. I'm fucking up today. Yo, edit my shit. Make my shit look fire.
No.
When the downside of the verse comes, hook it up. Hook it up with some shit. Yeah, hook it up, man.
Bro, you know I would appreciate you. Love, man.